If they wanna be the Judas, if they wanna be the Pharaoh, me I cannot lay low, yo. Me I cannot do that.
Huh.
Right.
I wanted to sing, but I remember the warning.
Beautiful piece, Simi and Chike there.
Yeah.
Oh, Chike and Simi. Right.
Yep.
I love that music. I hope that you did enjoy this music as well.
You love it?
I did. Oh, I do love the song. I love the album.
The entire album.
The entire album.
But there's a part of that song that says that I can go and look for trouble. That Simi was singing, that I can fight because
we're sure that you got
sure
us.
Go back.
You got us back.
Do you feel that way about me?
Absolutely, every single day. I mean, this was even before we had anything going on.
Yeah,
I remember back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we went for any gathering,
yeah,
I just feel safe. I'd be like, ah, this guy is with me, man.
Nothing happened.
And he was just back in the day, we weren't having anything going on.
Yeah.
We weren't having anything going on, but I just felt safe around you, so.
It's great.
I still feel that way, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. You know, if there's one person I know that's got my back, like 100, from day one, from the day I met her, to now, it's this amazing lady by my side. And I'm not just saying it for you to start saying, you know, the lesson there for me is that, you can trust. There are people you can trust. There are people you can, you know when a person has got your back. Even though people disguise, but you know when a person's got your back 100.
That's right. That's right.
You pretty much leave your life at some point just to Collins. You've got to get it right. Collins, you just, and I want to say thank you.
And then if you want to marry, if you're looking to marry,
yeah,
marry the person that's got your back.
How do you know somebody's got your back?
I don't know. You would know.
There's a knowing.
You would know this person. This person's got my back.
Hmm.
I mean, there are several situations that would, you know, you have to defend the person one way or the other, you know. Yeah, I think you would know. I don't know what else to say, but I think you would know.
Okay. Maybe that kind of knowledge that the knower and the knowledge itself have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of knowledge that you know that you know that you know. But they ask you, how do you know? You say, I just know. There is a knowledge that cannot be explained.
That's right.
That kind of knowledge is the kind of knowledge you have when you know that you know that someone's got your back.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have doubts, say, would that be most, in 90% of the cases, right? It could be true that there's something not right.
That's
you know,
true.
Not just in marriage relationship, not just in husband and wife relationship or boyfriend girlfriend relationship, even in business relationship.
That's true.
You just have to be very sensitive to identify when somebody is just covering, using face, using agidi to cover up, you know, what their true color.
Yeah.
You should be able to know and never fight it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Lagos, welcome. Oh, welcome, welcome. You know, on our way to work, we saw a number of fights on the road. You know, at some point, a bike hit a bus hit a bike.
Yeah.
And then, you know, an elderly man was in the bus, came down from the bus, was trying to settle it. The bike man was already punching with either the conductor or I don't know whether it's a driver. And I just say, man, you can't be in Lagos and be normal. Do you know how many of such incidences you see on the road every day? Street fight in Lagos. Guys, how many have you witnessed? Me, every day on Lekki Epe Expressway, we see fights every day. Is there one person, you know, say, that's Lagos for you. And you wonder why. Say, people, why is it always like this? Is it part of the site? Is it part of the life? Like, there must be fights involved? Or is it frustration? What could be the reason? Man, I only have one conclusion. It has to be frustration. And we know this for sure. That's why when we come on radio, we don't want to frustrate you or anything. We don't want to add to it. We just want you to have fun.
Mm.
And also talk about the things that will better our families and better our society and by extension, better our world.
That's right. You said it all. You said it all. And that's exactly what we're doing on the show today.
Yep.
Remember, Lagos, you are going to call us up and tell us how you're feeling this morning.
Uh-huh.
and scream the What's Up Lagos.
Yep.
Let's know how you're doing. What's happening around you this morning? Do you feel excited? Do you feel tensed up? Are you frustrated? Just the way, I mean, Collins has been explaining, everybody in Lagos is frustrated. Are you part of those who are? If you are, what exactly is frustrating you? Do share with us. Also, in a very short moment, we'll be bringing you our topic today of family talk.
I can't wait for that one because, every average African child of parents, everyone will be able to relate to this.
That's right.
You know, and we shouldn't let it out, right? Should we let the cat out?
Why not?
Let's let it out. I don't know who put the cat in the bag in the first place. I don't know who put the cat in the bag in the first place. I beg, where's that sound coming from? If I give you a left hand.
I am Dr. Igwekun, the General Secretary of the Association of Resident Doctors.
Where's that coming from?
Igwebi Lagos chapter. I am also a senior resident in the Faculty of Orthopedics. Remains highly contagious. As a health worker, I do my best to stay safe for myself, my family, my patients, the public. We are in the front lines in this fight and hence have a huge responsibility to the public despite the several challenges we face. I encourage every health worker out there to stay motivated in this fight until it is won and above all, pay attention to safe practices. To the public, let's desist from spreading unverified information that will lead to panic. We should instead reach out and encourage one another over our social media platforms. Also, use this time to reflect and rest for the times ahead because there will be times ahead and we will win this fight. Stay safe.
Well, apologies for that. I mean, the message was clear. 11 minutes past 10. So let's get straight into the cat that's been let out of the bag. And I was saying who let the cat in the first place. Now, living up to family expectations and how tough it can be, especially on the African continent, is our focus today.
That's right.
Family expectations
and how tough it can be. Now, most of the time, right, we find out that either as parents, either as children, either as uncles or aunties, or even between siblings, right, we're most times filled in our minds with expectations, either from our parents, from our siblings. As the older brother, you should do this, you should do that. As the last of the child of the family, you should do this, you should do that. As parents, you should do this and that. As firstborns, you have to meet up. There are a lot of expectations.
Yes, indeed. Always a lot of expectations. The one that baffles me, and thanks to Comfort also shared one article that addresses it, is the one that parents begin never grow ready. You have made up your mind. I want this child to be a doctor. I want this child to be an engineer. I want this child to be this. And then there's nothing wrong to wish that for your child.
Yeah.
But the problem is you now start putting that pressure on that child. This because you go to school, come back second or third. Instead of you to say, well done, you say, the person that carried second,
Did they have two heads?
Did they have two heads?
Expectations.
I want the best. Just they make the pikin feel as if, you know, you have not done anything. I know a lot of people can relate to this, and we can't wait to get into the full conversation, that multifaceted conversation, the different parts to it, and how it affects you, you'll be sharing with us today on the show.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Personally, I had my fair share of such expectations. Parents to children this time around. My dad was that person who would say, I want my children to, in fact, this is very hilarious. This certain day, we were having our morning devotion.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was praying. It is usually in routine. One of the children would pray, that's one of us would pray, then my mom would pray, and my dad would do like the, what's it called now? Rounding up of the prayers. And my dad was rounding up the prayer this certain morning, and he said, Lord Jesus, I come to you today.
Okay.
To bear my mind to you.
Okay.
Father. This man came to my workplace with his son, and he said, look at the chinenye. And look at it. What's the guy's name again? Was it Chidin? Someone Igbo name. And he said, look, he's a lawyer. And the other son is an accountant.
He's not prayer.
The other he said, what I can't remember. He went on and on. At this time, we all opened our eyes and we're looking at my dad. What's going on here? And next thing he says, Father, let my children also become something in the future. And I kept, everybody had to say amen to that prayer. Now, I feel some type of way. He really wants us to be, he really prayed for us to be something, big or good, in, you know, in the future. He wanted us to have good careers and what have you. But he made it specific. I want to Chigozie to become a lawyer. That's I want Oloma to become an accountant. And I want Emmanuel to be a computer engineer. He went on and on and making such, you know, and that grew because those were his expectations. And he kept imposing those, you know, subjects and what have you, the courses. And he wanted us, I want you to study this and you will study it. I'll buy jam form and that's what you're going to study. And it went on and on and on. Now, I'm sure that I'm not the only African child who has experienced that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that a lot of African children are experiencing it even at the moment. Those are family expectations. Now, this is coming from parent, from the parent to the children. Now, there's also the expectation from children to the parents.
The parents, yeah.
And most times, parents don't get to meet up. How do we deal with it?
And some of them would just, you know, some would just break down at some point, you know. I saw a short video of a video clip of a dad who always showed the son that things were okay, like always okay. This guy, I mean, he would take the son to the best school, but he's doing multiple jobs during the day, and the son never knew. So the day the son got to know, the son, you know, got a beautiful gift and, you know, surprised the dad and said, I always knew and I want to say thank you for all you've done. But yeah, as good as that story is touching and sweet that, you know, the father went all the way just to get the child best. But it was also, on the other hand, you know, it was, certainly the man went through a whole lot of pressure. It looks like sacrifice, which is good, but I mean, it could be better if there were conversations, you know, look, this situation of things right now and this is how, you know, this is the best way we should go. I'm just thinking aloud because some parents, because it's their child, they'll be like, am I picking?
Yeah,
even if it's hurting you, you just want to go on. So family expectations, of course, you agree with me, come in different forms.
That's right.
And in different ways, you know, to expect according to dictionary means to consider, you know, bound in duty or obligated.
Yeah.
Another definition even says it is to anticipate or look forward to coming or occurrence of something. And I mean, there's just expectation and all that. Living up to family expectations, how tough can it be? Have you had an experience? Would you like to share with us?
That's right. Today on the show, we will be delving straight into it to examine the level of pressure that is attached to family expectations. I mean, Collins said earlier, the pressure that comes with all of these expectations. So today we want to examine that as well on the show.
Well, in Africa, in Nigeria, and most African countries where children are trained to serve, you know, as old age insurance, boy, you know, wow, it has become a problem when a child cannot live up to what is expected of him or her. Now, the parents become disappointed in such child and make you feel like you are olodunye, you know, you have failed.
Yeah.
And then he also goes on to start comparing their children with others.
There's this expectation for what you want your child to become, and there's also what the child wants to become. Now, there's usually that, you know, that chaos, that conflict between, okay, I want that or mom, I want to be this, I want to do this. And then the moment that is like, this is what I expect of you, this is what you should do, this is what you should become, right? And, you know, parents and children are usually at loggerheads because of this kinds of expectations.
That's why I was looking to your story. I mean, I'm sure at the point when your dad was praying and said, you know, see this one, see this, don't
baptize. Yeah, he was already comparing.
Mentioning. At that point, you know, how did it feel? Of course, you feel like,
we're
why
laughing.
Are you comparing?
No, I wasn't. What? We were all laughing. As in, we opened our eyes, we were all staring at him. His eyes were shut. He was praying seriously. It looked as though he almost wanted to cry. We're just looking at him like, this man's serious for this prayer where they pray, but let us just say him into it. Mm-hmm. You know, he really wanted that. Mm-hmm. He really wanted that.
And that could even be a reason why some children would not want to disappoint their parents, which is not a bad drive. But when it now becomes the only thing that drives you, I don't want to disappoint my parents, I don't want to disappoint my dad, it could also be a problem.
Yeah.
Because even when you have to step back and look at, okay, maybe I have to change, you just, my dad, what would he think? And in most cases, you know, African parents are not very accessible or open. You can't just go to your dad, I've thought about
not
this
all,
thing.
Though.
Not all.
Not
in
all,
most cases.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dad, I thought about this this lawyer thing. I don't think it can work. How many kids can actually face their papa when they pay their school fees? I say, go, daddy, I've listened to this thing. Enough, you walk. Can you be bold enough? How would your parents take it?
Now, that depends on the relationship they're having or they have with their parents.
All right.
Yes. It was really, really quite late before my dad could
listen
or have such conversation, you know, but yeah, it depends on the relationship you have with your parents. If you're very close to your parents and you can sit them down and have conversations, I mean, that's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
A lot of families don't have that. But hey, Lagos, we're talking about family expectations, how hard it can be to live up, to keep up. I'm supposed to do this, you have to do this, just to keep everybody happy. How far can you go just to keep the family happy?
That's right. So let's get into the conversation, shall we? The numbers to call. 0700-993-993-993. That's one number. 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call the female-only line, which is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. I have like 01465-7190. And for WhatsApp, she's got the number.
All right, it's 0809-597-5805. I'll take that again. 0809-597-5805.
Mm-hmm. Well, messages are coming in already, and we're live on Facebook, I presume. If you can see us on Facebook Live, you can also drop your comments there to contribute on the matter. Tell us your own story, your personal experience. This is real live conversations for real people and real talk right here, Nigeria's number one for talk. The lines are buzzing. Where do we start from? Mini, mini, minimal? The lines, right? Okay, let's go there.
Hello?
Hello?
Lily of Lagos.
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Collins, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Andre, take care. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I'm happy I'm the first caller this morning. This is Oluwafemi Water.
Oh.
Good to have you.
Yeah, calling from Ikoyi.
Great, let's talk. How's Ikoyi this morning?
It's fine, cool and calm. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's a mixed feeling for me this morning.
Okay.
Because it's a cheers to life. That your motto is really, it's really something I want to embrace starting from this morning.
Okay.
Because I can say, I'm happy to be alive this morning. Because I'm supposed to be frustrated, but I wouldn't be frustrated.
That's right.
Because something happened to me yesterday night.
Okay.
Which I think is everybody in Lagos that is facing it in one way or the other.
All right.
So, and I would like to share.
Okay.
It happened to me in Marua here in Lekki yesterday.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I had a small ball that I used to hustle at the end of the normal office work.
Office, okay.
So yesterday, it is a colleague of mine that we used the bus together that was driving. I was the one doing the conducting.
Okay.
So on our way coming back from that, and this thing has happened to me before in Ikate. So the guy that worked with me that day, the conductor, they robbed him, stabbed him, collected his phone and collected all his money. All the money that we made that day. So yesterday as I'm coming, the same thing they wanted to do.
Wow.
So as I shouted Obalende for them to enter, so they are like two guys. So they were first of all standing at the bus. So then I said, let's follow this one. So as they were coming, me, I came down from them so that they can enter. As I just came down, the two of them just blocked me, hold my shirt, and said, you are they are this. And I have been hearing this story that there is a conflict between Obalende boys and Jakonde boys and Aja boys.
Wow.
Those Obalende boys are or Jakonde boys are all this fraternity. Perhaps where I'm driving to. So they said, you are here tonight, you are going to die, we are going to kill you. This, they hold me. I was so frightened. And instantly they have been checking my pocket to take the money that we made. So I just started dragging with them. To God be the glory, I was able to escape from them. So I started running. Hmm. So the guy that my colleague that drove the bus run. Immediately I saw him driving towards me, I jumped and hold the bus. Immediately, unfortunately, I bruised my leg, but I thank God that it's no more than that. Mm-hmm. And people are right there. Passengers are right there. This is around to 9 after 9. Hmm. People are there. I was out there. They are just looking at us. The reality of Nigerian society. Hmm. They are just looking at me. Nobody to rescue me. Even the people in the bus, they are frightened to come down. Wow. I'm thinking of them being attacked. What is the function of the police? That's what I'm driving to.
Hmm. Wow.
Where are the police in all this? This is the second time it's happening to me on this corridor. In Lagos. Wow. Look at what happened in Lekki the other day. Look at the presence of the police personnel at the Lekki toll gate the other day. Peaceful protesters came out to protest.
All right.
Now ordinary citizens will not go about to do our business. That's why I said it's a mixed feeling for me. I'm happy.
Yeah,
who knows?
You're alive right now. That's the key thing. And the fact that you brought it on national radio, trust me, I'm very sure they're listening. And this is calling on especially the police, of course, the department at...
Something must be done.
Yeah, of course.
It's too much.
Definitely.
It's too much.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. Please keep your happiness in check and be vigilant. Thank you so much. Now, I know that the guys at the Maroko Police Station, I always see them do their job all the time, and I also commend them always. But this is calling on you to act on this. They say at Marwa, people take advantage of people, and you heard the story. I don't need to repeat it. Please, something has to be done. Something has to be done. People should go about their businesses without being attacked, and that's a fact. All right, good. So the break time is ready, so we'll pick some bills and get back to the talk.
Free Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
We're back. We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back, Lagos, Nigeria. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And I'm Collins. Teke, it's 30 minutes past the hour of 10.
And it's still family talk.
That's right.
Our conversation today is how hard is it or how hard it is to live up to family expectations?
Mm-hmm.
That is to say, we're asking you how hard or how far can you go to make everybody happy, to keep everybody's, your parents' expectations, to meet their expectations? And tell us how hard it is to keep up to those expectations.
That's right. That's what the conversation is about. And like you heard, you can call and share your personal experience or talk about what you think, how this can affect people. And I mean, we just want to get the best out of this conversation, don't we? Mm. So let us know. 0700-993-993-993 and 0809-597-5805. For the ladies,
01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yay, I'm glad to be on air.
Wow. Who are we talking to?
Okay, this is Debbie from Ikeja.
Hi, oh, Debbie.
I'm very well. Okay,
Oh my goodness.
No, Debbie, come back here.
Wow, do call us back, please, Debbie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just life.
What's up? Go ahead, talk to us.
Yes, please. I want to...
Who's on the line, by the way? Hello? Are you with us?
Yes.
Yeah, you go ahead. We're waiting for a contribution. Family expectations, what we're talking about. How would you like to contribute?
Yes, I want to talk to both of you for something else.
Okay, like, you know, privately?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I think you could do a DM
Can you send a DM? Would that be fine?
I've seen it before, but it's not red.
Okay, someone's going to get your number. We'll call you after the show. Hope that's okay.
Okay.
All right, great. Colette, thank you. Just help us get that number so we can call her after the show and find out. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. I hope Colette heard me. I just hope so.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's
good morning.
Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life.
Oh, my brother, how are you?
We're good.
We're fine.
Fantastic. First of all, my sincere sympathy to the guy who called earlier.
Yeah.
I really thank God for his life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people have lost lives just like that. And apart from people who were there, no one else would know what happened, to just find a dead body on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I really thank God for his life.
Yes,
may,
so.
May God's protection be sure on him and all of us.
Oh. Amen. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yes, family expectation, my brother and sister.
It's
deep, oh.
It's deep, oh.
In my opinion,
uh-huh.
Your primary obligations are to your parents.
Okay.
Before you have your own children.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And after you are married and you have your own children, your primary obligations are to your immediate family.
That's right.
Okay.
That's my opinion about it. And you see, I use those words mm-hmm. carefully. Primary obligations, which mm-hmm. means you still have secondary obligations to all the other members of your family.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, to the whole society. Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
That's mm-hmm. right.
But you have to do within your limits.
Mm-hmm.
Once you are able to discharge your primary obligation, we have already defined that.
Yeah.
Your secondary obligation is what it is.
Yeah.
Secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Within your limit.
That's right.
Many people are going to share many things here now as this program continues.
Yeah.
There are people that will just have crazy expectation of you.
Mm.
They don't even know how you are living. They don't even know how much you are making. Somebody will just call you and say, bro, I want to open my medicine shop. Oh, I need 600,000 from you. My brother, I've made 600,000 in 2 years.
Oh my God.
I can't relate.
My brother, have I seen 600,000 in two years?
I'm telling you, they will just have some crazy in their mind. They already know how much you are making because of the car you are riding.
Or the phone you are using.
You could have taken the car in the office and they are removing 25,000 per month. They are going to choose 8 years to pay. They don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
They don't even know that the fact that you are driving that car, you always wake up 4:30 so that you will beat traffic as not to spend a lot on fuel.
Yes.
They don't know.
Yes.
They just know you are driving a car and then they have crazy expectations. So my advice to everyone, which is the advice I am following myself.
Okay.
It is good to discharge obligations, to discharge your even secondary obligations, but just do it within your limit.
Yeah.
You don't owe anybody more than that. You cannot go and kill yourself.
Yes.
That's it. Thank you.
What's up, Lego?
What's up?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing. I mean, just like he said, a lot of people will start telling us their experience.
Absolutely.
And that's what the show is about. I want to hear from you. You see, when you don't have enough, they don't exactly know.
Uh-huh.
Brother, oh, mother, oh, father, oh, sister, oh, they're not exactly sure how much you're earning.
Yeah.
All they know is you're my brother, you have to give me money.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're my sister, you have to send me money. You're my child.
Should be in Lagos.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in Lagos,
you're
on the island.
Money.
You don't know how much they spare rent in the island? You know, that experience, we all have it. I wouldn't even lie here. I had a younger brother who actually was fighting me because he felt that I wasn't doing what he asked me to do. And I'm like, Ogbeni, do you know if I've eaten this month?
I like the fact he mentioned your primary obligation.
Uh-huh.
Do the one that is expected, I mean, that you can do. Don't go past yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's something I usually say, do what is deserving of them and don't do it to please anyone. Because when your mindset is to please, you will just wreck yourself.
Well, you lean.
You will wreck yourself. Anyway, Lagos, let's hear more from you.
So we'll go to the call, but Paul Agumbiade says, what's up, Lagos, on Facebook? He says, I love you guys like Kilode.
We love you too.
He says, is all of this point now money go be the end point? That's why he says, even if you don't become what they want, as far as you can start sending millions of naira and dollars to them, almost 80% of them don't care about the career again. The Techers, much love. Thank you so much. And Susan says, hello, the Techers.
Hello.
Thank you, Susan Afolabi Fumi. Agumbiade, to say the vibe in the studio brought me down to Facebook Live. I just wanted to see you guys.
Thank you.
I still keep telling you guys that I love you guys, die, man. In fact, allow me to do another shout of what's up, Lagos. What's up, Lagos? You say you can't imagine. Cheers to life. Thank you so much for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Paul Agubiade, back to the calls.
Hello? Do call us back, please.
Okay, I'm taking Debbie's on the line now.
Hi, Debbie. Debbie from Ikeja, you called back.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, so I'm calling to share my experience about family pressure.
Okay.
Mine is not in the line of career path.
Okay.
Mine was regarding marriage.
Okay.
So, my dad, first born out of a sibling of four, was pressurizing me to get married because his first children were married and were in a peer groups. So, the day one of his sister's child got married, a single child, my dad had tears in his eyes. And I looked into his eyes and I saw he was unhappy. That unconsciously put pressure on me.
Wow.
So, it went on and on. You call me, leave. I'm back home, you know, for the holiday. You pick me down from morning, noon, talking about, get married now. You have to get married now. You know, you went on and on and on and on. So, that messed up with me, kind of.
Wow.
It got to the point, he, you know, he's a bit aged, so he was falling ill. His siblings, the black family that is from me, he's falling ill.
Wow.
I don't want to get married. All his siblings were holding my neck. That if I should die,
wow.
But unconsciously, that set up, that just made me unconsciously pressured. And while I was dating, I saw some signs. Of course, I couldn't tell my dad I want to back out of the relationship. You know, each time he called me, he was fidgeting on the phone. I hope you have not broken. I've told everybody in the church, I've told all the elders, I told this great thing. So that just made me go ahead blindly. And guess what? Today I'm out of that marriage. I ran in the way.
Wow.
Nobody knows where I stay.
Wow.
Nobody. So pressure can, you know, it can actually
cause a lot.
So mine, so mine is not regarding choosing a career.
Yes, yeah. That's also part of it.
You know, when we started, we mentioned that it comes in different forms.
It comes in different forms.
Marital expectation. You are 24. Start looking for a man.
Yes.
Finances. You should have a job. By now, you should have a child. You should have... You know, they go. Anyways.
Right. I really like the fact that people are sharing theirs. I mean, so if you are on that... If you are the person who is putting the pressure, mounting the pressure, I want you to also listen to people's experiences and hear that you might just be heading, I mean, you might just be pushing your children to doing the wrong things because of your high expectations and your pressure, the pressure that you are mounting on them.
Anyway, small messages on Facebook. Akinyemi Meke says, what's up, Lagos, Nigeria? No, actually watching you sending this message from Delta State, Ugweli, to be precise. Shout out to all of you. You say shout out to Collins, the voice of a king, and Andrea, the yummiest voice on radio, he says.
Thank you.
It's a God bless you both immensely. You guys keep dishing out great content. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
And Ogunwo Damilola says, what's up, Lagos? Victor Gunyem said, most amazing couple I've ever seen. What's up, Lagos? Good luck, Omozokpe says, I'm enjoying the show. Well, all right. And Akinwale Ebenezer Oluwaseifumi says, what's up, Lagos? Chance to life. Sometimes exposure and literacy is a factor that parents are trying to choose a career for their child. Some parents will even pray that one child will become a doctor,
that's
the other one lawyer,
that's
the other one engineer.
That's it.
Just like what
I experienced it live in my house.
Oluwa Shehu is here, right?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Chess.
Cheers to life.
Collins.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Thank you.
Andrew, take care.
What's up?
This is a little show for me, Kurudu.
Great to have you.
Yeah. Collins, you see, the last sentence you mentioned about you being in Lagos and your siblings in the village, mounting pressure on you at least to send something.
Mm.
That's in a cook, na serious thing.
I'm telling you.
They don't know what you are passing through. They don't know how you try to cope.
Yeah.
Either you are just in one place, one Lagos island, being security man.
Yeah.
The only thing they just believe is that.
Yeah, Lagos.
But one thing I keep telling myself is that as much as family are mounting pressure to make it in life with me, I believe my own priority is the best.
Mm.
What I want to make, what I want to become. They are, even if parents are saying,
oh, wow.
Oh, boy. That was it.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
I said parents have less than a few years to live, so I have to face my own body, not myself. So that's what I do tell myself.
That's true.
And Collins, last week I won with you. I've not been credited.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The game. I think he won the game.
The game.
Yes, now, you sent account number.
Yes, I did.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay, Colette, we'll collect the number again now, and then so we can settle that. Me, I don't like many people say I win, I don't get to. Because if you win, you should get it.
Yeah, we have WhatsApp messages, actually. Edith from Canada says, a parent listening to you from Radio Garden. Wow.
Wow, great.
Yes, and she says, concerning the issue at hand on how far children can go to meet their parents' expectations, my take is that parents could be afraid, especially if they do not see signs of seriousness on their children.
Mm-hmm.
In this time of social media influences, children tend to be less focused and... tend to be less focused. I'm sorry, I've missed that. And what a parent sees sitting down, most children do not see such while standing.
Uh-huh.
It is not bad for parents to prefer career pathways for their children. It instills a sense of responsibility and ambition in them.
Mm-hmm.
There are some life skills they could acquire at age as they thrive towards that goal. Mm-hmm. An example is reading skills.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for you to sit, for youths to sit for like 1 to 2 hours reading without distractions.
That's
if
right.
a child inculcates such skill at an early life, it will help him or her in future, even when he switches career.
Mm-hmm.
As years go on, the child can have a conversation with the parents on what he wants to do at that time. He now knows what to do in life. For me, it is bad if it is not bad if parents put the children on a career trajectory. The child can switch later, but at the moment, it helps the child to be focused. Right, point taken.
Absolutely.
We said it earlier that it's not a bad thing for a child to, for a parent to, wish or have a career path for their children.
Mm-hmm.
It goes bad when it's becoming imposing and saying no matter what you do or no matter what you this is what you want to do. I went through that and I'm telling you,
it's not funny.
It wasn't.
Some African parents just make it a law.
It wasn't. Mm. It got to an extent where my dad told me that he's not going to pay my school fees anymore. He's going to send me out of the house.
Hmm.
It was that bad. He bought JAMB forms for me several times and sat me down and filled the form himself. Yeah, he did all of
that. So you must do that law.
You must do it. You understand? It became a budding for me.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's not what I wanted to do. As a child, I was very expressive.
Mm-hmm.
I was very strong-willed.
Mm-hmm.
I that's me as a child, right? There are other children who are not exactly strong-willed, right? And then you could choose a pathway for them and they would comply, right?
Now, you have to choose based on what you've observed. So if you see this picking, this one will like sports.
Right.
This one will be an engineer.
Right.
You can tell.
Actually,
if you observe.
He thought because I was very outspoken.
Yeah.
He thought I was very bold. This person, my child will be a lawyer.
Yeah.
But I don't think that should be the major reason. I don't think that should be the what's the word now? I'm not sure that should be
the yardstick
to choose a career path for a child. It could be okay, just like she said, helping them to stay focused, giving them a sense of ambition and what have you. But I'll also tell parents, listen to your children, hear from them. Okay, this thing you want to do, are you sure that this is what you want to do? How do you think I can help in this regard?
That's right.
What exactly? No, ask, have conversations. And I think that that's where a lot of parents, African parents, has, you know, they've gotten it wrong.
They got it wrong.
They don't have conversations with their children. It's all about what I want is what you're going to do, and that's what you're going. You put pressure on the children, and you see that's where we're going. This whole expectations. You put so much pressure on them, and you see no child wants to hurt their parents. I don't know about children who intentionally want to hurt their parents, but I don't think that children would just naturally want to hurt their parents. They hurt their parents because they feel like their parents are not listening to them. Their parents are not hearing them. And that also is hurting on their part.
That's right. Well said, man. More messages coming in. Prince Smart Samson Okwar says, "What's up, Lagos? You guys are doing a wonderful job. Keep it up, Samson Smart. You're sending the message from Katsina. Shout out. Global now. Now, good morning, guys. My name is Joey, and I must commend your vibe. Great couple. I met a guy while working out, and the determination made me wonder. I later found out that he paid a boxing coach because he was oppressed constantly. I'm trying to get back. Okay, constantly by hoodlums in the city streets. And that is sad because he's a man in his early 40s with two kids. They can even tell him to kneel down, you know, if he doesn't have money for them. So he's learning boxing now with his kids. So see what frustration can turn a man in Lagos to do in areas like Shomolu. In fact, I've never been oppressed, and I never would have such to exist up till now. Well, I think he's responding to one of the comments of the gentleman who, of course, experienced that kind of unfortunate situation, attacked by some guys accusing him wrongly, as it were.
Yes. We want to hear from you, Lagos. How hard
to keep
is,
up?
Yeah. Is it to keep up, to live up to family expectations? 0700-993-993-993. You can also drop your WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. Hello?
Let's start now.
Hello?
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 Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to you.
Israelite. Israeli. Andrella from Israelite.
It's all right.
I'm calling Tata from Kalahari Desert. Are you not from there? That is where you were assigned. Make sure that it becomes a forest.
Oh, Kalahari Desert. Don't mind him. Yeah, he knows it's from Kalahari Desert.
Kalahari Desert. The Kalahari Desert become forest. But God said, I will bring down the water in the desert. And he's not calling to do that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Amen.
But in regards to what you are talking about,
yes, ma'am.
You didn't start from the grassroots.
Okay.
Those who did not train their children and want their children now to be giving them bread and butter, they are coming in Nigeria.
That's it. That's part of it.
I know of a woman and the husband, they sent their firstborn to be a housemaid. There he went to primary. They managed it to secondary. They want to, you know, that kind of work we'll be doing as a housemaid. They were still taking money from the man as regards to 5,000 every month to them. When now such a person now grew up with such a prestigious job, will he have feeling for the parents? Another area is that you see many of these young boys and girls hawking inside some. When they grow up, will they really have feeling for their parents? I do feel sorry for them. Trolling wheat barrow, what is it for selling tomato, selling onion?
Yeah.
A boy from the age of 10 that's supposed to be under their parental nurturing, they are not finding for themselves. It's very many in Nigeria. Some of these young girls are in the hotel. Are they not for parents? You are talking from the flowery aspect of it, from bourgeoisie. No, come down from the level.
Okay.
I also want you as a journalist to talk to Nigeria that elderly person, whether from the rural area, they should have what we call an old age insurance.
Okay.
As when somebody gets to the age of 50 or 60, government will start giving him or her a little token based on what he has been able to save.
All right.
And we encourage relief from looking out to pay children that they never trained.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. You made your point straightforward. You know, for those ones, some people choose a career path for their children because of necessity. That's what is available.
Hmm.
So let's also forget that. For example, you see a 10-year-old pushing truck and all that. Maybe that's all the parents know. That's the level
that's
of education.
That's why one of the messages you read mentioned illiteracy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as
not knowing.
Yeah, it's, you know, part of the reason why you can have such of this happening. And then that's where she's coming from. You know, there are a lot of African parents, a lot of Nigerian parents who are not exactly enlightened. And even though they try to take their children to school, but not because they don't know much, they feel like, okay, that's the best option for their children so that the children can help them bring money. And also there are some lazy parents as well who don't want to exactly spend money on their children, but they want their children to spend on them.
Uh-huh. They
have the expectation. Oh, I'm because of I'm Nami born you.
Nami born. I've done my
that
work
alone. Because say Nami born you, you're expected to what? To send me money.
And anyways, I think these things are changing gradually.
Is it?
They are.
Are they changing?
We don't think
what
that way, do
the
we?
Flavor.
What's up? Cheers to life.
This is your WhatsApp figure, wow, because we go sleep for you. What? What is it?
Chef life.
Nebuka.
Nebuka. Now you are the only one that can do such a thing.
It's okay, it's well.
Nebuka, let's talk.
What's happening?
How is it going now? Can't you name me? Andre.
Yes.
Well, you have 30 seconds, so we're going to bridge you.
Make us keep it to my sister now.
Hey, go ahead. I'm enjoying it. Go ahead.
I'm a near hero.
If I hear my name there. If I hear my name there.
Small.
10.
Okay, let me.
9.
Wait, I beg. You see, parents, I say this to my. Don't have much expectation from people.
Okay.
Because, you know, most these days, these people with hustling mind, like me, my mom would tell me, Ebuka, you as you're making or you're pursuing or working to get money, don't do that.
All right. So,
all right, welcome back, Lagos. It's Nigeria Info 99.3.
That's right.
It's What's Up, Lagos, as well.
What's up, Lagos?
Mm-hmm. And we are still asking you how hard it is to live up to family expectations.
Mm. We're not. See, children are no insurance. Hello, please. The insurance company.
Mm. That's the thing. I mean, a lot of African parents train up their children for them to become insurance, life insurance, old age insurance.
Hmm.
It's normal. It's normal. Yeah, because you're your parents, right? Mm-hmm. When you've grown, when you're matured, when you've settled, to also take care of them in their old age, right? Mm-hmm. That is good. That's like expected, you know. But when it becomes, when it becomes pressure, when it becomes you pressuring your children, yeah.
Not minding
their state of things, not minding their state of mind, not minding how they are, how they're feeling, then it becomes bad.
That's right. Joey says, what's up, Lagos? Some parents even pay for their kids' meal to go and learn scam in Ghana.
What?
Speaking of higher expectations, to go and learn how to scam now.
So that the children can be sending them money.
To go and learn it in Ghana, that's even the point where... Frank in Uba said, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to live. My first time reaching out to you, the techers. So excited about your inspiration every morning. Mm. Expect something good from me. Love you both.
We love you too.
We love you too. Anyway, great. I have messages.
We have a message. A lot of messages on WhatsApp. We'll quickly take this before the news.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is Mr. Nice Guy. Mr. Nice Man says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. duo be Teke. Okay. I beg you guys are just too much. Almost truth be told, smells of depression just day around me. But when I hear your voices, I'm always pleased. Aww. And he says, Omo, family expectations, no be here. I'm actually facing some at the moment, but God will help me through. I was raised with the notion from my parents that it is God. That it got into a competition and most especially affected some of my siblings. It's never bad for parents to instill character choices, career choices for their kids, but it shouldn't be taking too loud. I think it's best to let a child choose his or her career, then help them to stay focused and help them build the career. All right. Thank you, Mr. Nice Guy.
All right. Straight to the newsroom now. Welcome back. So we're ramping up now because at a quarter past the hour, we're not ramping up, we'll take a break at a quarter past the hour to bring you this week's episode of our chat with those MTN Rev amplification program. Of course, it has affected that those who call the MTN Yellow 200, right? Absolutely. Yeah. We'll talk about that at a quarter past the hour.
Yeah. Now, the conversation
is still on.
It's still very much on. Yep, so yep. Tell us how hard it has been to live up to family expectations. And we've been also asking this particular question. How can we put a stop to this expectations? And why are they even there? Mm-hmm. Anyways, we've got messages from WhatsApp. Yeah. This person here says, this is Reed One from Ajigunle. It says, hello, Andrea and Collins. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
The top big today, it's a good one. Just last week, my dad asked me when I'll be getting married. Because her own mother wants a great-grandchild. Can you imagine? Omo, I just walked away because I didn't even know what to say. I don't know how many times I'll tell him I'm not ready to settle.
Why do parents always think they know when their child is ready to get married?
It becomes selfish. This is what I think. It becomes selfish when a parent starts to mount pressure on the child or their child to get married. Because their reason for asking the child or the to get married is because they want grandchildren. How selfish can you be?
Anyways, Brandon Lee and Omar says, what's up, Lagos? Lovely morning to the lovely couple, the Techers. My dad never imposed any career on us. Instead, he studied us and pushed us through our personal interest for the future. I also allow my children follow their hearts. Hmm. That's just brilliant. You know, Arison Bimo. Living up to family expectations is what landed me in the streets of Lagos. I have run away from my father because he never approved what I wanted to become. Aww.
Wow.
So Colin Steke, the way you call your name got me attracted to you. Nah, so anyways, there's some messages on Facebook.
Wow.
Still have some WhatsApp?
There are a few WhatsApp messages.
I'll hit the calls, okay.
Let's see.
All right.
Oh,
okay. Let's quiz in this quickly.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, cheers to life?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Wow,
who's still?
You guys are doing great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The power couple on the radio. All right. You see this imposing of something on the children. You know, Nigerian parents, most of them want to live their life goals on their children. By the way, this is Bamidele from Ujedubega.
Oh, Bamidele, welcome.
Nice to have you.
Yeah, some people say I want to call my lawyer, this one, that one.
Yeah.
And some people want to just continue the family business.
Yeah.
It's like I've set up this legacy. So I'm your father. I know life more than you. So follow what I'm saying or you suffer. You know, and they don't know they are depriving the children from exploring their own path.
Yeah.
If you have raised up a child to a point of deciding a future career, and you are still the one that will still choose for them, I think you failed as a parent.
Wow.
To an extent, yes. On my own case, you know, I could draw naturally like an artist.
Yeah.
So I've been drawn to art all my life, you know, growing up in the village especially. I didn't grow up with my mom, so I grew up with my dad and my grandma. And, you know, my dad is a quiet type. He didn't impose anything on us. But the issue was when I came to Lagos, you know, I couldn't go to university, I couldn't go to higher institution. So the issue now became, you know, I became the boy that helped people to repair their phone on the street, help them to operate all this. So I was drawn to technology as I'm growing up. But I couldn't afford school.
Mm-hmm. So I became the child of everybody. Mm. So the pressure is not just from one source, it's from everybody.
Mm.
Like you become useless, you become, the pressure is so much. In fact, if you don't have the mental strength, you may lose everything.
Break down.
In fact, some people even, they go as far as doing, they are just being very hard on their children to the point where they don't care what those children feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today I'm a software engineer, I'm a business designer, self-taught.
Great.
You know, so, but I asked my mom one day, like, why did you even name me this name? That was when I grew up and lived with her at some point. It's like, you know, there is a woman beside my house then when we come to you. Her son's name is Bamidele, and the son is an engineer. So I've always wanted my son to be an engineer. So even you.
Oh, my.
But that's it. So parents should just learn how to allow their children to go through their own path.
Mm-hmm.
See, they will make their own mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah,
save them from everything.
You know, that's right. You said it. You can't save them from everything. You know, parents always want to have that. Ah, I don't want you to.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
he said it all. I mean, I understand how parents can be. By the special grace of God, I'm a parent now, and I know that how I feel sometimes when I look at my child. I don't want him to make a mistake, and most times we are carried away by the fact that what we know is better. What we want for the child is better. We know because we have lived longer on earth, we know what should be better for them.
Most times,
I think that's where most parents get it wrong, right? But let me see. We have this message coming from Izzy.
Okay.
Izzy from my papa says, I'm currently in the university. I have been told already by my parents that when I graduate, I will train my younger ones. Person never even find work, therefore. Wow. How do you expect this? I mean, oh my goodness. How do you expect Eze to feel? Like, this particular child who is still in university, no job just yet, and he's already filled in his mind. I mean, his parents are already telling him that when he graduates, he's going to train his children, his younger ones. What if he doesn't find a job? What if he's not able to find a job as early, you know, as he must have thought, right? How is he going to meet up to that expectation?
Uh-huh.
Putting him under pressure.
You guys are already under pressure, see,
right now.
You don't get children already as it is, so you don't burn.
That's it. And I'm sure that he's the first. And that's another thing that comes with you being the first child.
Mm.
Some first child or first children, they have to take sacrifices because of their younger ones. And this is probably might not be their choice, but because of the expectations that are around them. Expectations from both their siblings, from their parents, even from the society. Right? You're the eldest now. Why don't you take care of your younger ones? You're the eldest now. Why are you not fending for your younger ones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing if the younger ones are capable, but mentally, but physically, you know? You don't know if they're capable. Not every firstborn is actually a firstborn.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's just a fact. Parents, bottom line, on that table to just carry, be coming down. I'll just say be coming down. That's all I'll say to parents. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'd like to say that.
What's your name?
Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Fumi from Yaba.
All right,
Fumi.
Hi, Fumi. Welcome, let's talk.
I'd like to join the conversation.
Please
go ahead.
I'd like to say that the country itself has put parents in positions whereby the best means of taking care of the family and having other children too is to be decided on that parent yourself. We don't have a country where there is support for the child to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking on the list of Eze.
Oh my God.
Oh, the network is still depriving
Hello,
us
are you
of
still
the
there?
Point. Oh boy, the network didn't allow us to get there, but I think I got the point.
Yeah,
straight up.
Yeah.
No system to support. No support system. I heard of a story that, you know, you already, imagine a country, you already know that once you become an adult, you have like $18,000 or you have like $100,000 to your name, you know, to start up with your life. It was difficult for us to get to that point in this country. Because the truth is, people are doing what they can do because that's what is available.
For elderly people.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean,
it's as if when you, once you are old and 50 and above, man, you're nobody cares about you anymore.
Mm.
Okay, let's squeeze in this one.
That's sad.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Move away from your radio side. Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Can you hear me now?
Yes, great. Yes, it's better.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? Cheers and tables to life.
Yeah. Let's talk.
Wow, Colin, nice. I'm a big fan. I've been following you for 2 years ago. Yeah. And I've noticed you've stopped you've reduced your prestige before. It used to be like 30 seconds. So I'll just demonstrate with you. I'll go outside. When it's time to say take care, I'll bust into the room like, take care. Yeah, so true.
Wow.
Okay.
Good to hear.
I'm Frank from Yaba.
Oh, so, Frank.
I have my interest and pressure. So back in the days, I used to be bright, but I was a very bright student. So most times I'll put in so much effort and maybe I fall short. There was this very bright girl, and I'm always beneath her, like second. And my dad will always be like the person that, like, just like Odobi said, the person that got first, does she have
three heads?
Yeah. You know that. So over the years, that kind of guilt of I kind of invalidated his. Okay, I kind of. I don't feel anything about his validation anymore. Because he has built up that thing, like I've never been good enough back in the days, even after seeing that I've worked hard and all of that. So I've gotten to this stage in my life now, but you see my dad and everything. But I personally feel. Sometimes it's like, don't do this and do that. It doesn't make any meaning to me.
Hmm.
You know, because I don't trust his judgment or validation in my life anymore. So, see my dad, I get it. But unlike my mom has taught me that the beauty of the little things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the coach says, the beauty in the struggle. So,
yeah.
It's an important thing that African parents need. So,
to appreciate the little successes the little advancement your children have, and not put them under pressure to you must be number one. If all of us be number one, who's number two?
I don't know.
Oh, thank you so much for that. We have to go now because we're getting set to bring you, I want to let you go a bit. I mean, we're getting set to bring you our this week's episode of MTN Nigeria sponsored Yellow 200 and an accelerator program aimed at supporting SMEs with the delivery of empowerment tools and awareness, creation opportunities, especially SMEs and that were affected by the outbreak of the pandemic. So as soon as we get them, we'll be speaking to a number of them for just 15 minutes. So guys, after 15 minutes, we'll continue with the gist. But keep your messages coming in. Don't also forget that we'll have a touch on the social media highlights. Yes, as they're getting ready. We're expecting to talk to about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. All right, three of them. So as soon as they're on, we'll be talking to them via the phone. But there are messages on WhatsApp, right?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay, his name is Emeka from Ojo. He says, good day, OAPs. When I was a child, as first son, my mom used to tell me that I must make sure my younger siblings to stand in life before I settle down. That is, before he gets married. He must make sure that his younger siblings
Are standing too.
But before he gets married.
That also is tricky. I mean, okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me finish his message. He says, and I'm still doing that at age 37, not married, trying to live up to family expectations.
Wow.
In order to earn my respect. Not that easy anyway.
Wow.
Wow.
Emeka.
You can imagine the sacrifice that he's making. There's a lot of sacrifice.
I mean,
this is a lot of sacrifice, and I commend you for that,
I'm
Emeka.
Telling you.
I really do. I hope and I pray for you that your siblings, they would respect, they would appreciate this level of sacrifice that you're putting in for them.
That's right.
I really hope that they would appreciate this.
All right, now it's time to bring you our Yellow 200.
What's up, Lagos, baby?
All right, first we'll be talking to Olubukola. Olubukola is joining us first to speak with us. And we get to know, she will go ahead and just tell you, you know, what her company is. And, you know, what her company is. And, of course, how this program affected her, as it were. So Olubukola is the first to join us. Olubukola Ogumola. She's the business name, of course, is One Buck and Device. Hi, lady. Good morning to you. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're live on Nigeria Info. You're live on What's Up Lagos on the Yellow 200 segment. How do you feel this morning?
I feel very good.
Great to know. So I mentioned that your company name was... hope I'm correct with the name. I mentioned that you are the founder of One Buck and Device, right?
Yes.
First of all, how does it feel to be among the Yellow 200s? Tell us the experience.
Well, I feel so happy. I feel so excited being one of the beneficiaries of the MTN Yellow 200.
Yeah. Great. So when you're excited, what excites you about it? I mean, but if, what are the benefits? Just highlight a few.
Yeah, some of the benefits is that, you know, in terms of publicity, mm-hmm. and in terms of, you know, leveraging on MTN's network coverage, mm-hmm. these are one of the things that actually made me so excited, because I know that it's going to push my business to the limelight.
All right. So can you tell us what inspired you to register for the REF program?
Yeah, one of the things that inspired me to register for the REF program was because of our pursuit for knowledge, mm-hmm. and our test to grow our business, mm-hmm. and going by the objective of the program, which is to help to enable SMEs to rethink, to retool, and to re-strategize. Mm. So that was one of the reasons that was what inspired me to join the program.
All right. Mm.
So tell us briefly about, you know, what your business is about. And, you know, what you intend to use this knowledge that you've gained, or this opportunity that you have, how you intend, how will you impact your business specifically?
Okay. Yeah, One Buck and Device, we are into the processing and the packaging of pap. We produce different pap variants. We produce millet pap. We produce guinea corn pap. We produce yellow pap and white pap. So... And that's what we do at One Buck and Device. We also have different varieties of our pap. We have them also spiced with cloves. We have them spiced with ginger, and we have them spiced with garlic.
All right. Instead, I'm going to order some of that pap. It sounds very interesting already. So just hang on there, because I think Daniel joins us.
We have Daniel Ik Wong. Okay. He's the CEO of Future Ideas. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Lagos.
Hi.
Hello, Teke.
Yeah.
Great to have you. How are you feeling this morning?
I feel very great. Uh-huh. Feel very happy. I feel elated. Mm. It's been an amazing period and time with MTN.
Great.
I feel very good.
Tell us about Future Ideas. What's your business about?
Okay, so Future Ideas is a smart startup that is into cocoa and banana cultivation.
Okay.
Basically, we play within the agri value chain, from cultivation to getting some of the farmers around our region to the buyers here in the city center.
All right. Hmm. So what inspired you registering for the REV program?
Well, okay. So during the pandemic, there was a lot of quest for knowledge. A lot of small businesses were sort of dwindling, and resources were getting much more scarce. And boom, MTN came with the idea of master classes so that businesses can be able to reposition themselves. And it was an amazing opportunity for me, and I grabbed it as quick as I could.
Mm.
And the story has been amazing.
Hmm. Great to know that. Now, you started your business before the pandemic, right?
Yes, I did.
Sincerely, when the pandemic happened,
Did you want to give up? You must have felt. How did you feel? I mean,
a lot happened. You know, particularly during the lockdown.
Okay.
There was no opportunity for me to travel and go and see my farm. Some of the guys who are working on the farm were doing whatever they like, and I was unable to reach out to people who I figured out would be able to help me out with some of the things I needed to do, and it was terrible. At some point, finances, of course, were scarce. There was no money coming out of the farm, and nowhere to take your goods to. Everywhere was on lockdown. It was terrible.
Wow. So of course, this, you being among the yellow 200 right now, was just like the relief. Say, thank God.
It did. MTN bust my brain, Teke.
So tell us the journey. Tell us the journey so far.
You know, during the master classes, MTN did so much that they brought some of the best industry minds to talk to us.
Okay.
From their own best staff. They spoke to us, and one of the major things that got to me was how to understand your market.
Okay.
So, you know, it's one thing to have a business. It's one thing to have a product to sell. It's another conversation entirely to understand the market you're selling your product to.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what MTN really, really gave to me, and it made a lot of sense to me. And
wow.
It has helped me since the program started and up to this minute.
All right. Daniel, before we move on to the next person, quickly, if you're going to market your business right now, Lullaby, in 1 minute, what would you tell Lagos and how can they find you?
Okay, so Lagos, if you are into the small scale chocolate factory and you need banana, just reach out to me. Our social media handles are future ideas on all platforms.
All right.
Great, fantastic. Well, thank you for speaking with
us. Thank you, Daniel. We also have Funke Oluwatimiro. I hope I got that right.
Oluwatimiro. You tell us.
Please, eh? Hello, Funke, are you there?
Oh, you, Funke.
Good morning. Can you teach us to pronounce your name correctly? Oluwatimiro.
Oluwatimiro. I love that. But you're sounding far away from us, like Whiskey in the Drake song One Dance.
No, I can hear you clearly.
Okay, great. Okay, but we cannot hear you as loud as we expect, and it's quite a challenge. Okay, increase the volume, or just could you, if you're using your hands free or earpiece, you might need to press the receiver. It will give you a better sound. I mean, I'm just guessing.
Yes, I have done that.
All right, good. That's a bit better. So let's get down to business. Tell us, how do you feel to be among the yellow 200?
Hello.
How do you feel to get up to be among the yellow 200? What's the feeling like?
Very delighted.
Okay, so we're still having difficulties hearing you. It's not as loud as we expect, and Lagos will probably be saying, come on. If you can fix that, we'll really appreciate. All right, and time is not even our friend. So yes, let's move on now. Tell us about your business. What is it about? And How it was affected by the pandemic too.
Okay. My name is Funke Oluwatimiro once again. I am the founder of Kunaden Food. And Kunaden Food is a food and agro processing company.
Okay.
Our mission is to process and package indigenous food items and make it accessible and affordable for both domestic and international markets.
Okay.
Our uniqueness as the food processing and packaging business is the fact that we have been able to achieve the entire process of the food production value chain, from procuring of the raw materials to packaging of the finished product, and to ensure that we deliver to the consumer a food product that is healthy, affordable, and neatly packaged and accessible through various channels. So that's what Kunaden does. We deal with indigenous food, but we make it go up to international standards.
Wow, indigenous food, making it international. I love the sound of that.
All right, so tell us, how much did the masterclass session help your business?
I didn't get that.
How much did the masterclass sessions help your business?
Oh,
Benny.
That's right.
Okay, what FTN has done for the
Great. So our time is fast spent. There you just heard a last person we're speaking to on this episode of Yellow 200 right here on Nigeria's number one for talk on What's Up Lagos. And I'm really inspired hearing what young Nigerian entrepreneurs are doing. And we can only say thank you to you guys for what you're doing. And also thanks to MTN for also creating this opportunity for you guys to benefit, you know, extensively. It shows that somebody's doing something right somewhere, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So I'm going to let you guys go now. I say we're going to let you go. Thanks to Olubukola Ogumola. Thank you so much. Wish you the best of luck with One Buck and Device. I can't wait to buy part from you. Also to Daniel Inkwang, who spoke to us earlier. Yeah, your name sounds like one food in Calabar. Anyway, but...
His CEO, Future Ideas. Yeah. Also, we had Funke Oluwatimiro, who's the CEO of Funaden Ventures. Thank you so much.
Guys, thank you indeed. Well, next week again, we'll have yet another inspiring conversation with young entrepreneurs that are under the Yellow 200 program. Guys, if I were you, I'll find out how I can be a part of it. You hear people are talking about the opportunities there. Mm-hmm. Do you want to join? Do you want to be...
We are already part of it.
Anyways, great to know. Guys, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our gist of the day and also bring some gist from the social media.
Mm-hmm.
We have some things that are trending. The ones that are relevant, we'll talk about right.
That's
here.
Right. Stay with us. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.